A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to r/entitledparents, where this stupid anti-vax mum and dad get on a plane knowing full well they have COVID and then proceed to completely ruin their son's golf tournaments. Anti-vax mum and dad expose golf tournament children and entire airplane to COVID. So, my good buddy has been working really hard with his son at becoming a great golfer. He's done a good job, and his son was invited to play at a major golf tournament last month in Arizona. Now that's a super big deal, it's on ESPN, with celebrities, etc. Now my buddy is close with an anti-vax dad, and their kids play golf together, and both were going to the tournament to play on a team. Before leaving for the tournament, and when you get to the tournament, you needed to take a COVID test. The anti-vax dad tested positive for COVID, but his kid and wife didn't. So, even though they all live in the same household, none of them had the vaccine, and certainly the wife and kid are already exposed, the anti-vax dad has the mum take the kid to Arizona instead. Upon arriving in Arizona, they need to do another COVID test at the hotel, which comes back positive. Surprise, surprise. So, at this point, they're not allowed to play in the tournament, and need to quarantine for 10 days at the hotel in Arizona. But what do these buttholes do? They say screw that and get back on a plane and fly home, exposing everybody on that plane. Now my buddy is mad. He's angry that his kid could have been exposed, and he's angry at the selfish mum who decided to put her and her COVID-positive kid on a plane. So he talked to the nurse who administered the COVID test the day before and lets her know what the anti-vax mum did. Another nurse, who is super annoyed, is going to be alerting the FBI and the police. I hope they get their comeuppance. It's one thing to be anti-vax, but these people just do whatever the hell they want and don't follow any rules, putting the rest of us at risk. Even with a bunch of young kids involved, they only thought of themselves. Bunch of selfish buttholes. Right then, Americans watching this video, I need your help because I don't know the rules and laws in America surrounding breaching COVID rules and regulations. I know them in the UK, and I know that if you did this sort of thing in the UK, yeah, that's illegal. You'd be going to prison most likely. I'll be completely honest, like putting that many people in danger, I think you'd be going to prison. But comment down below, Americans, what happens in this situation? What do you think is going to happen as a result of this nurse reporting this family? I want to know. Okay, look, maybe you wouldn't go to prison, but you would definitely get like massive fines, community service, etc. in the UK, that is. In America, I just don't know. Sometimes you're harsher than we are. So hopefully these guys go to prison. I doubt it, but yeah, comment down below what you reckon is going to happen in this one. Now guys, if you thought the first story was pretty bad, this one, honestly, is unbelievable. You owe them for being sick. First, quick update on me. I was born with cystic fibrosis. Pretty sick my whole life. Had a double lung transplant at 23, and went through stage 4 cancer at 30, 3 years ago. That's all important for what I'm about to say. First of all, oh my word, I mean, I'm 23 right now. Imagine having a double lung transplant at oh my word. That's incredible, fair play. Before I go into it, let me say, these people are not a part of my life. I've cut them out completely. They are the living embodiments of narcissist, selfish, entitled, and 100 other things. Now, on to why. Growing up, I was raised being constantly told that I was nothing but a burden, and my mother and two brothers have always blamed me for all their life troubles. A quick example of that would be that my older brother literally killed a 17-year-old kid with fetal alcohol syndrome, and he 100% blamed it on me because I took attention away from him growing up. What an insane start to the story. The latest thing that happened, that finally was the last straw and got me to cut them out, was how they treated me after cancer. My younger brother shaved his head, told people that I didn't have cancer, and that he had stage 4 cancer. He got his friends and work to hold fundraisers, he got paid medical time off, and a bunch of other horrible stuff. I found out by random chance when I was walking with my wife and a friend of mine saw me and told me, "I'm so sorry to hear about your brother, I hope you're doing okay." I was like, "Huh?" And he goes, "Your brother having stage 4 lymphoma? I know I always had my issues with him, but that's just awful." To which I nearly lost my mind and freaked out. This was maybe 3 months after my remission test. I very angrily explained the situation to him straight, after which I contacted all my brother's friends and his work and explained what the truth was. My brother then called me freaking out, saying how dare I do that, and claiming that I should let me have it after everything that I've done to him in my life, which was just me being sick. I told him to F off, called him a POS, and to never speak to me again. The next day, my mother showed up at my house, screaming at me. My brother told her that I apparently told everyone he had cancer and then lied to his friends to make him look bad. Now, I tried telling my mum the truth, to which she said, "What's the big deal? He's not hurting anyone and you owe him that." Okay, this story is honestly insane so far. I can't really believe what I'm reading. Let's carry on. My older brother, remember the convicted murderer, during cancer and after, constantly accused me of faking cancer. And when I first started chemo, he was in prison and had to get like a special pass to visit me. I was alone and scared. He claimed he had to leave, back to prison, 5 minutes before I started my first chemo. His prison guard escorts, or whatever they were, even said, "Look, if you need to stay with your brother during this time, we'll do what we can to make it happen. He needs you." And my brother just said, "It's fine," and left. That was one of the most scariest moments of my life, and I was alone for it. Then, any time after that, he kept trying to force me to visit his newborn baby. Keep in mind, I have no immune system, and babies are huge germ factories. So I'd refuse to visit his baby, or have him bring his baby to my hospital room, which he wasn't allowed to anyways, and he would claim that I was just making up cancer so I wouldn't have to see his baby, because I was just so jealous. Now, his medical claim for knowing that I was faking it was an 8-hour CPR course he took at his construction job. But keep in mind, he was like a grade 6 dropout and spent 10 to 14 years in prison. It was about 11 for the murder and then in and out for various things after that. So his critical thinking ability is not very high. And now the worst of all, my mother. The most entitled, narcissistic, insane, selfish, mentally unstable parent of all time. Someone who I could probably make a new post every day about her with a story from my 5th birthday to my 33rd and never repeat a story for probably 2 to 3 years. During cancer, she showed no concern about me, only about what I could get her. She used me multiple times to get out of work, to visit me and be there for me. She'd actually call her business associates and tell them she can't talk. She's holding my hand, helping me with a test or some other BS in front of me. She got my cancer story into a magazine without my permission that I won't be sharing here. And about 90% of the article was about how good of a mother she is. She got me into a certain cross-country parade again without my knowledge or permission. She just told me one day. And when I said no, she yelled at me about how it would make her look. She had convinced herself that she was in my hospital room every night from 1:30 a.m. to 7:30 a.m., awake, holding my hand, and singing to me while I slept, which was an excuse she used to tell her boss why she couldn't go to work. Now, I didn't go to bed till like 5 to 6 a.m. every day, and I always spoke with my wife every night for an hour from 2 to 3 a.m. So that was obviously a lie. She tried to gaslight me and my wife by saying that chemo and cancer would change me, make me more abusive, both verbally and physically. And frankly, the list goes on. But let's just jump to Christmas of last year, which was the final straw. I went to her house for Christmas. It was my older brother, his wife and kid, my mother and me. During which, my older brother again tried to force his kid on me. And then said, "If your cancer was real, you should have died. No one survives stage 4. That's proof you're making it up." After that, I just went silent with him. I refused to even look in his direction. When he went to change his baby, or whatever, it left me and my mother alone. That is where the fun begins. My mum decided to lecture me about how selfish I was during Honestly, I can't quite believe what I'm reading in this entire post, but let's finish it. My mum decided to lecture me about how selfish I was during cancer, how awful I was to my younger brother, and how it was my fault he didn't join us that Christmas. How I am a hate-filled POS, how awful I am as a son, and just like 10 minutes of full-on verbal abuse, which she ended with telling me, "We would have been so much happier if you just died during cancer. It would have made all our lives better. Because of you, I can't afford my mortgage. Your brothers are struggling to deal with how selfish you are. Why couldn't you have just died? My therapist tells me all the time what an awful person you've become." Guys, help me out. What am I reading? And let me be clear. My mother has money issues because she's a gambling addict, a drug addict, and a shopping addict. Last year, she called me over to her house to show off and brag to me about how she bought an RV trailer and a new truck cash. Keep in mind, I am severely disabled. I can't work. There were times I greatly needed some financial help from her. That year, she also claimed that she gave me $48,000. It's generous to say she gave me $480 in that entire year. So, yeah. There's a fun, entitled, narcissistic, selfish story. As I've said, I've got countless stories of all three of them, and I've completely cut them out of my life. When I dealt with her, I had to take high doses of anti-anxiety meds every day because of the stress they put on me. Now, I don't take any.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah, I don't quite know what's going on this week on this subreddit. What is actually happening? These stories are incredible. I thought I knew what an entitled parent was and what an entitled parent was capable of. What I'm seeing this week on this subreddit, if you've watched all the videos that I posted over the last 7 to 10 days, is insane. It's a new level. Multiple times during that story, I had to stop and just question reality. Like, what is happening? I just don't get it. And also, very importantly, as one commenter has actually said, cystic fibrosis is hereditary. So it's not your fault, OP, that you have it. It's actually your own family's fault. Like, it's literally in the genes of your mother. There you go. The only person you can blame, if you want to blame anyone for having that disease, which, by the way, is mental in the first place, is yourself, you dumb b***h. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this absolute whirlwind of an Entitled Parents episode. I mean, seriously, the level of stories this week on my channel has just been unbelievable. I can't quite believe it. If you have missed any of my uploads this week and you want to go back and watch them, trust me, you do not want to miss them. Click a couple of them and they're on screen. Actually, you know what? I'll put 3 on screen. You don't want to miss any of these videos. If there's one here that you haven't yet seen, watch it. Trust me, you won't regret it. Wow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.